lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Now, if we go into the Word of God in Luke chapter 1, we read the account of how Mary was told by the angel Gabriel that she would bring forth a son. And in verse 32, the angel told Mary, "He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David." Now, if you keep reading, you'll see that he told Mary some other things, how that her cousin Elizabeth had conceived a son in her old age. And of course, Mary was a virgin, and she was a young woman. And as we keep reading, you go over into Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 56, you'll see something that Mary did. Mary sang praises to the Lord. Yes, I believe she was singing to the Lord as we study those verses, Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 56. Well, there is a song today, and it's called "Mary, Did You Know?" Well, that song, I'm sure that there's some scriptural background to that song, but there's some things in there that there's something I'd like to call your attention to. Now, Mary knew. Now, the song says, "Mary, did you know?" Well, I've got news for you today that Mary knew. And, now, she may not have known, and I don't believe she did, she may not have known that Jesus was going to walk on water. I believe maybe that she did not know that Jesus would raise the dead and do the miracles that he did while he was on this earth. But Mary knew why he was coming. Mary knew the important things in her life that this child would do for her. And I'd like for us to look at some of those things today as we look into the Word of God. First of all, I see that Mary sang of a personal Savior. And you see, just as Mary sang praises to the Lord for what he had done in her life, we are to praise him as well. In Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15, it says, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." We need to praise God daily for what he's done for us, especially if we've come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let me say this, that if you've not done that, you need to be thanking God as well that he's prolonged your life and he's given you the breath of life. The best way to thank the Lord is to ask Jesus to come into your heart. Well, Mary sang of a personal Savior. Mary's song stands as a reminder of what the Lord has done for us. I see that Mary's song was a song of redemption. Mary begins her song with praise for her salvation. We read that in Luke chapter 1 and verse 46. It says, "And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord." She was called of God to deliver the Lord into the world, but she was also in need of his salvation. She was born in sin and needed a Savior just like all men and women do today. We read about that in Luke chapter 1, verse 47. Well, I'm sure that she'd lived her life in anticipation of the coming Messiah, and his coming was at hand. He was coming. And every born-again believer has reason to rejoice today. As we celebrate Christmas, we can rejoice in the birth of Christ, our Redeemer. Job said this in Job chapter 19, verse 25, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth." See, Jesus has paid a price. He paid the price for my redemption, for your redemption, for Mary's redemption. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19 says, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. You see, Christ has provided a means for our salvation. Because of his birth and sacrifice, we have hope. We've been pardoned from condemnation and promised a place in heaven. And there's no sweeter song than the song of the redeemed. What a privilege to be able to sing of my redemption. There are times when it cannot be contained, and we must sing because of the greatness, because of the great God, because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mary sang because her Redeemer was coming. Well, Mary's song was a song of reflection as well. Mary sang of the wonder of his mercy and grace. Luke chapter 1 and verse 48 says, "For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed." This is Mary speaking. This is Mary singing. She's singing to the Lord, and she's singing for us today from the Word of God, letting us know how great Jesus Christ is. See, the Lord had regarded her low estate. She was singing about that. He had looked upon her with favor and pity. Mary was overwhelmed that the Lord would come and bestow such an honor on such a lowly person. She hadn't earned salvation, and she wasn't seeking this honor, but God gave it to her by his grace. Now, if you take the time to reflect on the mercies of God, it will cause you to rejoice. Who are we that the King of Glory would be mindful of us? I was of no value to him. I had nothing to offer, and yet he came and gave me all that heaven had to offer. It's amazing that God would come to lowly sinners like us. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And Romans chapter 5 and verse 8 says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." He knew me, and yet he loved me. Well, I see something else here about Mary, about her song. Mary's song was a song of rejoicing. Well, these are difficult days for Mary, as we read in the Word of God. And I'm sure there were those who whispered about her condition. She likely was treated harshly, but she knew that God had done a miraculous thing in her life. Of all the women in Israel, she had been chosen as the mother of Christ. It would have been enough just to have the assurance of the coming Savior and the salvation that he brings. But God had done much more for her. Now think of this, I think of our salvation. Our salvation is a wonderful gift from God. Luke chapter 1 verse 49 says, "For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name," Mary says. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8, and we read that scripture, it says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." And then 1 John chapter 5 and verse 11, the Bible says, "And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son." And we think of this, and this is far more than any of us deserve. Well, God continues to extend his blessings today as we look around and we look into the scripture and we see our own lives. He continues to extend that blessing. John 1:12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." As I consider the majesty of his birth, I am also reminded of the reward of his blessings. There isn't a day that goes by that the Lord doesn't send down his blessings to us, to me personally. Well, God loves us and continually reveals his love. Psalm 68 and verse 19 says, "Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." Selah. I see that Mary sang a song of a personal Savior, and I also see that Mary sang of a providential Savior. Mary rejoiced about her personal relationship, and then she sang of the hope of others. The King was coming, bringing hope to all mankind. the bondage of sin would soon be overcome and deliverance would be provided. The second verse of Mary's song speaks of God's never-ending peace and grace. Notice, there is perpetual grace with God. The mercies of the Lord are everlasting, according to the Word of God. Luke chapter 1 and verse 50 says, "And His mercy is on them that fear Him from generation to generation." Mary sang praises to God. You see, Christ would soon be born to bring deliverance to men, but His saving grace would not be limited to those of Mary's day. Christ's saving power did not end at His death. That grace remains today. Christ came into this world to seek and to save those who were lost. And the Holy Spirit today goes about speaking to individuals through the Word of God that each one needs a Savior. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8 says, "Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever." Just as Mary was worshiping Christ, God, in her song back in the book of Luke chapter 1, we too today can worship God because He is the same today as He was back then when He was coming into this world, being born of that virgin. We live in a dark, sinful world today, but the grace of God is still being offered to all who believe. As long as we live in the day of grace, men will have the opportunity to be saved. He hasn't forsaken or skipped a generation, and He never will. We serve a living Savior, who died for all and desires that all come to Him in salvation. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 4 through 6 says, "Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth? For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time." Jesus Christ was born. He was laid in that manger, and as He was there, I'm sure that Mary looked into His face, and she was so happy that she could look into the face of the Savior, the one who had come to bring salvation to her and to all of those who would believe on Him. I see in Mary's song providential grace, how that she knew that there was something that Jesus Christ was about to do. Jesus came in power to redeem men from sin, whoever and wherever they may be. Now, He did not come for the rich and famous. He did not come for the prominent and elite. He came to save the lowest sinners. Jesus came as a humble babe, born in a manger stall, without even the simplest comforts. And let me back up just a moment and say this. Although I said He did not come to redeem the rich and famous and the prominent and elite, He came for all. He not only came for the poor, He came for those who would trust Him as Lord and Savior. When Christ walked the earth, He ministered to the weak and hopeless. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28, the Bible says, "Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And Luke 19 and verse 10 says, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Jesus Christ, born of a virgin, came into this world to seek and to save everyone in this world. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That included Mary. And she said in her song, she says, "My Redeemer, my Savior." She needed a Savior, and she was about to give birth to that Savior. Amen. What a Savior we have today in the Lord Jesus Christ. Sing a song to Jesus today because He loves you. And the way you can do that is to ask Him into your heart and say, "Lord Jesus, save me today."
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord.
May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.